And this might be one for perhaps Mr. Quek or one of the Singapore Power representatives. I'm just interested in the financial strength or stability of our majority shareholder and manager. Had a look on their website last night. We don't seem to have any financials for the most recent period, but I think pre-Alinta, Singapore Power had $9 billion of debt. So assuming the $8 billion is totally debt funded, we're talking $17 billion of debt within Singapore Power. Now, Singapore Power only operates in two markets, Singapore and Australia. I'm just curious as to why Singapore, the nation, has gone more into Australian electricity and gas assets than seemingly any other asset class or country around the world, and whether the current level of investment and the current level of debt at $17 billion, if that is correct, is sustainable. Why hasn't Temasek brought that debt down? I mean, it's gone on a multi-tens of billions of dollars spending spree. It's down $7 or $8 billion on its investment in UBS. The global financial crisis has dented Singapore's net value to the tune of tens of billions. And its biggest play is down here in Australia in terms of Australian energy. And there's this public company sitting here with Singapore as the parent, which wanted to flip another $8 billion into us. So can you give us some insight into what is the thinking at Singapore Power? Does it have too much debt? Is it under pressure to maximise distributions coming out of SP AusNet to service that debt? Or is it a long-term, happy, stable shareholder and Temasek could write out a cheque for $10 billion and just fix that debt tomorrow because they're so strong and there's no problem? So I'm interested in the strength and the financial stability of the parent company and whether that situation is driving any of the decisions that get taken at SP AusNet. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a very wide comments and questions that have been raised. I will give you a response and I'll get Mr. Quek to add to that. I think 2 points first. Financial prudence is key to our management of our operations as a group. So we'll ensure that we are financially stable, strong, and viable. That is point number one. Point number two, SP has its own board and management. We make our own decisions as a company. Temasek does not direct us in our management and operations. And whatever we do, it is management that evaluates. The board will then endorse its decision if necessary. So I want to put that point straight. In terms of our financial standing and credit rating, I can tell you that it is an important part of our prudency in our financial management. But I'll allow Mr. Quek, as CEO of SP Group, to elaborate a little bit more on this. Hovan.
Thank you, Stephen, for your questions. Maybe I'll take it one at a time. I used to be in Temasek before, so I've now been running Singapore Power for the past, 5 years. I'd like to just say that Temasek is our shareholder, but it has its method or its code of corporate governance of looking after or allowing its companies to run on its own with independent boards and independent management. As any shareholder, they would always be interested to make sure that their companies are managed in the best financial condition, and they would want the company to stand on its own, independent, and giving them a returns as any shareholder would want to. So when you say whether Temasek is able to support SP, they would do so as any shareholder would do so, but they wouldn't want to be a crutch that the companies can depend on. So we have been managing our SP has been managing its finances, its balance sheet, to its best of abilities as an independent company. And our financial standing, our financial credit rating allows us to go to the market to refinance the debts that we have incurred in making our acquisitions. So they stand ready if there's a need for us to strengthen our balance sheet, if there's a need to restructure our balance sheet, we would have to go to our shareholder as any company would do so. But at the moment, I think SP is able to, I would say, digest the acquisitions that we have made. Now, why do you ask, why have we come to Australia? And I think it is a testament to how good the business climate is in Australia. I think you'll be in a very regulated environment. We have a stable regulatory regime, which has a reset policy, which is, I think Australia is the energy structure that Victoria has put in place, I would say, is a model that most other countries in the world are trying to emulate. So it is a testament to our view that Australia has a good business and legal and regulatory environment for us to make investments. So that's why we are in Australia. I think I can only point to all the refinancing transactions that we've announced in the papers for SPIAA, SPI Australia Assets, which has just recently announced this week that they've managed to refinance their debt with the banks at a very competitive rate. Singapore Power does so also in the world markets, and we have so far been able to convince institutions and banks that we have a good business, and they are prepared and they have confidence in us. Thank you.
Thank you.